This holiday, BMW has reunited three members of the family at the BMW Roadhome Sales Event. The Agile X3, engineered for any adventure. The plug-in hybrid X5, commanding the streets with unmatched presence. And the all-electric i4, charging into the future with impeccable performance. Hurry in to find what powers your journey at the BMW Roadhome Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine.
Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
You have year-end goals. Constant Contact has what it takes to help you meet them faster. Sell more, raise more, and build real relationships with your audience with Constant Contact's digital marketing tools, all made to fast-track your success. Put the go in your 2024 goals with email, social, SMS, and customized marketing campaigns built for you in just a few clicks. Ready, set, go to ConstantContact.com and start your free trial today. It's better
over here. After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at T-Mobile.com/keep and switch.
Up to four lines via virtual prepaid card. Allowed 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device, credit, service, ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
97.1 FM Talk.
On demand audio.
Read a great piece on Real Clear Politics yesterday from a guy by the name of Adam Elwinger, who is a professor at the University of Houston. He's going to join us at the bottom of the hour. He wrote a piece about education called Make Education Great Again with some amazing recommendations about what the future of the Department of Education should exist as, if it does exist. And he'll talk about Linda McMahon as the nomination to be its next secretary. We have an audio cut of the day as well. Tomorrow on the roundtable, Jane will be off. That allows a lot of time for the other panelists. Donna Behringer, State Rep, former State Senator Jeff Smith, and Sean Flower, who's the mayor of Eureka, all here tomorrow. Mr. Paul Hall with entertainment, Scotty Warman pinch hitting for Cusimano tomorrow, and then a bunch of fun stuff, including our friend Tim Summer on music in the 5 o'clock hour. Right now, for the first time in a little while, he just won his election for Attorney General in Missouri. He's been mentioned as a U.S. Attorney General at least a little bit. Andrew Bailey back with us this afternoon. Andrew, how are you?
Hey, Mark, how are you, my friend? Appreciate you having me on, man.
I'm doing good. It's been a while since we caught up because, obviously, I know you were out there campaigning and doing stuff, but a lot of the work happened, as you know, before the primary. But you still had to feel like you just don't know, right, on Election Day?
Yeah. You know, it's a unique experience, something I had never gone through before,
right.
Obviously. But it's humbling. Look, I mean, thousands and thousands of people, some of them in places I've never been to, most of whom I've men are willing to go cast a ballot for me, and just really, it's a humbling experience, and I'm proud of the numbers we put together. I mean, look, we won a larger vote share than any other statewide official. We also, you know, we came very close to getting the most total votes of any candidate for statewide office, and so, you know, I think that's a testament to folks looking at the work I did over the past 2 years and being proud and excited about it, and that makes me humbled and proud and energized to just keep doing it.
Yeah, well, absolutely. And one of the things that I'm curious, I just spent some time, there was a New York Times article yesterday that kind of went back and forth with some Democrats on how much the trans issue really played nationally in the campaigns and in the electorate. And I think it played a significant role. And let's face it, some of the things that happened here in Missouri with Children's Hospital and Jamie Reed, you jumped on that very quickly. Again, that's not a partisan issue. It gets played off. It was played off as a partisan issue. It's an 80-20 issue, if not a 90-10 issue. And I think you realize that, Andrew.
Oh, absolutely. And let me be clear, too. That's not why we did what we did back in February of 2023 when Jamie Reed came forward. We did it because it was the right thing to do to protect children.
Yes.
And the people realize it. But again, I look at Missouri and how we've led the nation and rode the crest of a national wave on an issue like that. And it is so cool to be at the forefront, the tip of the spear of the show me state where results matter and people see the results and they like what we're doing. And that's a great example. And I never once looked at polling on that issue. I never once looked at, what the mood was. I definitely had a lot of people that said, look, this is controversial. You're going to draw flack. And I said, if it means saving one child's life and protecting
Absolutely.
One child, then it is worth doing the right thing. And again, I'm proud to have taken on that fight.
I don't know if you
and
follow,
was able to lead.
I don't know if you follow Chris Elston, who's known as Billboard Chris on Twitter. Have you ever seen Chris's stuff?
I have. I'm vaguely familiar, yes.
So he travels around, you know, he literally travels around the planet, and he has tried to highlight this issue. He's always very calm. He's like the opposite of me. He doesn't let emotions take over, and people attack him, and they, you know, they try to get into it with him, and he always has a conversation, or at least tries to have a conversation about the issue. And one of the things that I asked him when I was just starting to get to know Billboard Chris, as he's known on the interwebs, I said, well, why, you know, what is your motivation here? And his motivation is, and this really stood out, and I think it's true, to stop the biggest child abuse scandal that this country has ever seen, and maybe the world has ever seen, because this thing has, you know, kind of gone overseas, and now they're trying to put a stop to it in England and other places as well. So it really is important.
Well, and it has been treated by adults who are supposed to be responsible for the health and welfare of children. It's been treated by a population of adults as some kind of fashion statement. And how bizarre, how perverse, how, you know, just disastrous for the lives of the children we're charged as adults with protecting. And I think we'll look back at this, you know, trans movement as a shameful time in our nation's history and our cultural history. And again, the one silver lining is the pride that I will have looking back and saying Missouri led on this issue and fought the good fight to protect kids. And with the passage of Senate Bill 49 and with our successful defense of that bill against constitutional challenge, we were successful and we will prevail.
A lot of this is really, really good. And then, you know, I don't know how much you've taken a look at the Title IX suit with the San Jose State, you know, trans volleyball player, but that's pretty big. Riley Gaines and her group involved in that. And I think a lot of us want to see what the courts are going to do.
Yeah, ultimately, I think that, you know, the plain language of Title IX is clear, and I think that the Biden administration doesn't get to pervert the rule of law through an administrative rule. Congress makes laws, not the executive branch, and I think we're going to win on that issue as well. I was proud that Missouri, you know, led the way partnering with actually Arkansas in our suit in the Eighth Circuit Court of Appeals against the Biden perversion of the Title IX rules. And look, at the end of the day, again, this is like common sense. Who is for this? Who's on the other side of this?
I know.
I mean, it's not, as you pointed out, it's a marginal fraction of our society. Now, you wouldn't get that if you read the St. Louis Post-Dispatch or watch the news, because the legacy media promotes it as if it's, you know, commonplace. And in reality, it's not, because even people on the different side of the political aisle for me see it for what it is, which is child abuse.
And by the way, I have multiple friends who are gay that look at it exactly the same way, exactly the same way. So your name was mentioned after President Trump won re-election as a potential attorney general appointment. Did you ever get a phone call? Are you getting calls now? Matt Gaetz is out. What can you break some news here this afternoon, Bailey? Come on, man.
Hey, Mark, you know, if I had news, you'd be the first to hear about it. Certainly, always appreciate getting to talk to you and your audience, and your shows are so well done, man. I've been listening over the past several weeks, and in every show, you kill it, man. It's just so well prepared, so well thought out. Your analysis is always spot on. Look, it's humbling to be in the conversation. Obviously, I've been the Missouri Attorney General for almost 2 years now, and I'm really just myopically focused on continuing the mission forward over the next 4 years. I want to do whatever job allows me to fight for freedom, safety, and prosperity. And right now, that's at the Missouri Attorney General's office. But look, the future's bright here in Missouri, and it's bright for the president. And, you know, I was disappointed that Representative Gaetz withdrew his name. But at the end of the day, the president's going to make a great pick there, and whoever it is will be aligned with the president's policies, which means they'll be putting Americans first, which is good for all of us.
Absolutely. So do you have different, I mean, obviously you've been in the role, you were appointed by Governor Parson. This is the first election that you won. You're not a career politician, you're the opposite of that. But what would be the goals moving into 2025? Any different, you know, things that you're looking at?
You know, I think that what we're seeing nationally is local progressive governments who are going to, quote unquote, be the resistance against President Trump. And again, that undermines the rule of law. Look at the difference between when there's a Democrat in the White House and we have to file 50 lawsuits against the federal government to stop them from breaking the law. And then we get a Republican in office and the mayor of Denver says, well, we're not going to cooperate. We're not going to enforce those laws.
Right.
Well, you don't get to just nullify law. That's not how our democratic republic works. And so the sacred guardians of democracy in the left are actually poisoning our democratic process by poisoning the rule of law. And so there's going to be ample opportunity to fight back against that, you know, increasing criminal prosecution to keep our streets safe and support our brave men and women in law enforcement, I think, is going to continue to be a critical mission of the Missouri Attorney General's office. Fighting back against censorship. Look, our case, Missouri v. Biden, goes on. We're just now getting to merits discovery at the trial court level to root out the vast censorship enterprise. I know you and I spoke on your show the day that I was at the United States Supreme Court on that case, and that case is ongoing. We've got a lot of work to do to stop censorship from the federal government and to fight back to protect consumers on big tech social media platforms to prevent their voices from being squelched as well.
Do you have, I'm guessing you would, but obviously we're not a border state, but would you have any thoughts at this point on potential deportations? Because obviously this is going to something that's going to move forward. And again, I don't know that our state's going to be the primary focus, but there's migrants everywhere that shouldn't be here and some criminals as well. Thoughts on that?
Yeah, I think it's important that the president reinvigorate our immigration code, that it allows for detention and deportation. You've got more people who have criminally crossed our southern border than the entire population of the state of Missouri. It's making Missouri communities less safe. Look at the numbers. More than 1,100 reported incidences of human trafficking in Missouri in 1 year alone. More than 1,500 deaths from fentanyl exposure in Missouri in 1 year alone. Those are massive numbers. People are dying. People are being harmed. Missouri is now the fourth worst state in the nation for human trafficking. These are harms directly attributable to Biden's refusal to enforce the immigration code. So we've got to do something. I'm so proud that we've elected a president of the United States and Donald Trump who's going to put Americans first. And if the criminals have illegally crossed our border, he's going to send them home. And that's a good thing for everyone because it's going to make our communities more safe.
So for the past three seasons of Gone South, we've covered one story per season. Now, Gone South is back for a fourth season. But this time, we're doing things a little differently. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
One final topic, perhaps one of the most important ones here as we kind of bond and we have in the past on Black and Gold. Will you be at the Arkansas game and your thoughts on the way that this season is wrapping up? Look, it was what I said yesterday or a couple of days ago, Andrew, I think you would relate with this. I felt better as a fan about the loss to South Carolina than I did about some of the wins where we just squeaked by. Unfortunately, we're out of the CFP, but, you know, Brady's heart and soul and the way that they've been fighting is impressive. We didn't quite get where we wanted to, but, you know, the team has been hanging in there and they could still win two more.
Yeah, you're right. And I'll be pulling for them all the way, hoping to make it to the Arkansas game. I've got some in-laws in town, so I don't know. You know, that might be a good excuse, actually, to try to get to the game.
You never know. That's
look,
right.
At the end of the day, Brady Cook got injured. And I think that, the team struggled in dealing with that injury. And that's always going to be true on any football team, but certainly true at the college level where your backups maybe don't get the same number of reps because the limitations on practices and so forth that limit their ability to prepare for that kind of situation. And the team suffered. I still think that this program is on the rise. I'm excited about the future. And I think they find two more wins. I'm excited to see where we go for a bowl game.
Awesome. I am too. Andrew, thank you. If you do end up going to the Arkansas game, I think I'm going to sneak into that one. We'll guide you into our tailgate. We got a good tailgate. You have a great Thanksgiving with the family. Congratulations on the official win, and good luck with everything. We'll talk soon.
Hey, thank you, my friend. Talk soon.
All right. Take care. That's Attorney General Andrew Bailey.